Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, champion.
He is champion. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's my sister singing champion. She says, yes, you are. And that sounds similar to Yeshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. And we read in the book of Revelations, the angels singing, the saints singing a new song, holy, holy, holy. So we're going to change from champion until holy, holy, holy. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord, God Almighty. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. He is champion. He never lost a battle, never lost a war. Glory, 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 hallelujah. This is Pastor Carlos A. Ramos, Jr., of your host, The Way, the Truth, and the Life Tabernacle Church, here on. And you could call us at 516-418-5944. Press number 1 to be connected to the studio. And if you have any questions, comments, or testimonies, we will deal with to the Lord. We would encourage you to invite your family, friends, and neighbors to join us here on Blog Talk Radio. And for those of you on the other side of the world, and for everyone here listening, happy Thanksgiving. You know, the greatest thanks that we could give is thank you, Jesus, for what you have done. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He that knew no sin has become sin for us, that we may become the righteousness of God in him. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. For those of you on the other side of the world who are already celebrating, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And you could call the church. You could call Block Talk Radio 516-418-5944. After 8 o'clock, you could call the pastor at 772-626-3178. That's the number here for Florida. Glory be to the Lord. Or if you have a question or comment, you want to share it online, you could email the church directly at wtltabernacle@gmail.com. wtltabernacle@gmail.com. Glory be to the Lord. Or if you're able to get into the chat room, we will check that out and make sure if anybody has questions or comments or testimonies, if you want to share it that way. Let me share with you a little disclaimer and then a little bit of itinerary of the church. The disclaimer is that the songs that we play, like Champion, they don't belong to Pastor Ramos. They don't belong to Blog Talk Radio. They belong to the individual artists who sing the song. We bought the original DVDs in there. We have permission to use their songs. Glory be to the Lord. The itinerary, and that is that on Sundays, or this Sunday coming, at 7 p.m., we have the Bible mystery. And you have the correct answer to the question. The church will mail you out a beautiful, colorful, accordion-type pamphlet of the tabernacle. Glory. And this week's mystery question is, what was our schoolmaster? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you have the answer, hold on to it until Sunday. And then on Tuesday at 7 p.m., we have our intercessory prayer, where we are praying for the peace of Jerusalem. We're praying for self. We're praying for the family. We're praying for our family. And there's a lot of other stuff. We would share the different subjects that we're praying for. Glory be to the Lord. On Thursdays at 7 p.m., we have our Bible study. And we are studying the topic, what's next? We've been going through different topics. A while ago, Pastor Robbie Newman of Grace Church, he presented the Rapture of the Church, Part 1. Then the following Thursday after that, we had Sister Alicia Ortiz of Grace Church talking about the tribulation. Glory be to the Lord. Then we had Sister Linda Lowe of Grace Church also. She was speaking on genuine faith. And last week we had Elder Michael Cobb of Grace Church, and he was speaking on hope. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we're going to continue what's next. Today we're going to be talking about the difference between the rapture and the second coming. You know, a lot of people have a mistake. They believe the second coming is the rapture. And I'm going to show you by scripture how there are two different events, yet one episode. Glory be to the Lord. When we read Titus 2 and 13, Paul writes to Titus, he says, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing. So the rapture is also called the blessed hope, and the second coming is also called the glorious appearing. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to be looking at those subjects, and I would encourage you to take notes. Any questions, you could call in at 516-418-5900. Press number 1 to be connected to the studio, and I will see who wants to speak. I will see the hand going up, and I will click on you, and we will go from there. Glory be to the Lord. And if we don't finish the subject today, it's always next week. But we have an imminent expectation that the rapture could take place at any second. It is an event that has before it. You can say, when you see this happening, then you know that the rapture is going to take place. Jesus said about the second coming, when you see all these things happening, look up for your redemption drawing nigh. And we know that in Matthew 24, it speaks about the second coming. It speaks about the rapture in reverse order, but we not too long from now. Today, we're going to be looking at the difference between the rapture and the second coming. What's next? We know, according to scriptures, the Bible speaks about the war between the war of Gog and Magog, or the rapture. So we don't know if the war is going to precede the rapture or going to come during the rapture or after the rapture. We don't know. All we know is something is going to happen. The war that Israel finds themselves now with Hamas could be a precursor to the Gog-Magog war. We don't know. We know the Gog-Magog war speaks about Russia, speaks about Turkey, speaks about Iran. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. But greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. We pray that you study the word and become convinced that the word is true, and let it be part of you, and you seek God and ask him for revelation. Yeah, we have the Logos word, we have the written word, but we need the Rhema word. We need the revealed word, and you would understand. Some people, they don't believe in the rapture. That's because they need the Rhema word. They don't believe it. Yeah, they say the word rapture is not in the Bible, and I would agree with them. The word rapture is not in the Bible. It's a English translation of the Greek. When you read Thessalonians, it talks about being caught up. That's the word, the Greek word hapazo. And the word rapture, taken out by force. When Paul went to the third heavens, he was raptured up. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. And we're going to see that in the scriptures. And we don't see it in the English translation. We see, okay, we see the word rapismo, which is rapture. So it does appear in the Bible, in the Latin Vulgate. Glory be to the Lord. When you read the Gideon Bible, the Bible that the pilgrims brought over from Switzerland, the Geneva Bible, the 1559 version before the King James, where it says in the King James, there'll be a great falling away first. Well, in the original Geneva Bible, it says departure first. There's going to be a departure first. And we know that Bible in that context speaks about the rapture. When you study what happened with the Reformation, the Catholic Church, and why there were many different versions of the Bible at that time, including the King James, then you will come to an understanding as to why they changed those words. That'll be another study. Glory be to the Lord. But let me read to you Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, beginning at verse 13. Let's have a word of prayer before we start. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we humbly come before your presence, recognizing that without you, we can't do anything possible because of you, Father God. And we ask you to allow your Holy Spirit to search deep into our spirits, into our souls, and pleasing unto you that you cleanse us with the precious blood of the Lamb. We are sorry. We repent of our sins, knowingly and unknowingly, commission and omission sins, Father God. Thank you that you translated us from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of your Son. Thank you that you call us your sons and daughters, Father God. Thank you that you sealed us with the Holy Spirit until the day of redemption. So we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, because your word says that we ought to have obedience towards you and faith towards Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, you're mindful of us. Thank you. We know that the word of Paul was speaking, hallelujah, for your mystery, that part blindness have come to Israel a short time until the times of the Gentiles become. So God knows when that's going to be, when the Gentiles' time is over, when the last Gentile is saved, then Israel will be able to see. And that's going to happen. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. We know that according to the prophets, 2/3 of Israel will die during the tribulation time. And the remnant, 1/3, will go into the mountains waiting for they're going to call unto him. And he's going to come with his army, with his angels. And he's going to come and rescue Israel out of those mountains, and all Israel, the remnant, will be safe, and Jesus Christ will set up his kingdom here on earth for a millennium. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. So, Father God, we thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you that you're mindful of us. Thank you that you remember us, Father God. And I pray that your anointing that destroys the yoke will be prevalent here tonight. Father God, let someone hear your word. Let them act how they could be saved, Father God. And I pray that anyone out there who's not saved, Father God, Christ into their heart will ask Father God to be saved, will repent of their sins, hallelujah, and be ready for that rapture. Glory be to the Lord. The difference between the rapture and the second coming, difference. You understand what that word difference means to you. You look it up in the concordance. You're going to see that the rapture, the scriptures, raptures say one thing, and the scriptures talk about the second coming says another thing. So there's a difference. Something separates the two. Something there. When Paul said, we look for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing. So, we know it's a conjunction word, and we know that there's a difference between the rapture and the second coming. And we're going to look at the scriptures, and you're going to see there's a difference. Start off first with 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. And it's talking about the rapture there. Okay, let's read that first. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 down to 18, it says, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Okay, that's the introduction there to the rapture. Let's look at what it says about the second coming. And we find it at Revelations, hallelujah, chapter 19, from 11 to 21. Let's read that. And this is describing the second coming, not the rapture. We're going to touch certain subjects that you're going to see the difference. But let's read the second coming, Revelations 19, 11 to 21. Saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him, all faithful and true, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven follow him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he threaded the winepress of the fierce and wrath of the Almighty God. And he had on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I saw an angel standing in the sun. And he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of the heaven, come and gather yourself together unto the supper of the great God, that you may eat the flesh of kings and the flesh of captains and the flesh of the mighty men and the flesh of the horse and of them that sit on them and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beasts and the kings of the earth and the armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that have received the mark of the beast, and them that worship his image. These both were cast alive into the lake of burning with brimstone. Lake of fire burning with brimstone. And the rest of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth. And all the fowls were filled with their flesh. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. The rapture and the second coming. We read Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 to 18. And we read about the rapture of the church, about the rapture of the saints, of those that slept. And when we read the scriptures, there's certain items that the scriptures speak about. One of the first ones it speaks about, it says that the rapture will... Now, if you remember correctly, the saints that were asleep, God brought them with him. They receive a glorified body. Those of us, those that are waiting, were also taken up into the clouds, caught up. They would change. Paul says in Corinthians, in the twinkling of an eye, this mortal must put on immortality. This carnal must put on incarnality. They will, so the rapture of God to be taken. They were taken up to the clouds. Another thing that the rapture will do, Christ will meet the saints in the air. Here we see that Jesus Christ himself descends from heaven in a cloud with great power and glory. And those saints that were there, that came with him, that were, their bodies were in the graves, and those that were alive were caught up, and they met him in the air. And the word of God tells me they were with him forever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So Christ will come in the air in the rapture. Christ will come in the air. You read it for yourself. Thessalonians 4:13. It says it right there. You know, you cannot confuse what the word of God says. Here, for the Lord himself shall heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. And we know that when you study the scriptures, he's going to take us to the Father's house. We're going to go to the Bema seat. We're going to sit down and have the Seder meal. We're going to participate in the wedding feast of Hallelujah before his second coming. And that's where people make the mistake of the rapture and the second coming. Like the Jewish people make a mistake. They're waiting for Messiah ben David. They're also waiting for Messiah. One will suffer and die, be victorious. And that both of the Messiahs that they're waiting for is in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is Messiah ben David and Messiah ben Joseph. He is the one that gave his body, his life on the cross. The one that rose from the dead, and he will sit on the throne of his father David. So he is the Messiah, the true Messiah, spoken of by the prophets, by the writings, by Moses, the Psalms. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. So Christ, we will meet in the air. We're going to meet the Lord in the air as he descends from heaven. And we get a picture of it, a type of when God the Father came, when he came, and there was smoke and fire all around. He descended. And Moses ascended. The elders ascended. And they sat down and ate with the Lord. They spoke face to face. So, you know, that was a type of the rapture. The other thing that the Bible speaks about, the rapture, 7-year tribulation, before the 7-year tribulation. And how do we know that? When you read 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 9, it says, God has not appointed us to the wrath of God, but to obtain salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. So we're not going to go through the wrath of God, the 7-year tribulation. We're going to be taken out of here. in Romans chapter 3, verse 10, God said he would take us out, out of the hour of temptation. Glory be to the Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, my question to those that don't believe in the rapture is, my question is, have you ever been married to the guys? It's a female talking to the girls. Have you ever been married? Most of the time I speak to people, they say yes. My next question is, well, did that night, you as a husband, did you punish your bride? And if she's the bride, I will ask your husband punish you that night. And the answer they both say to me is no. That never occurred. Well, then how do we expect Jesus to allow the church to go through the tribulation? It's not going to happen, my brothers and sisters. Remember in the letters that Paul wrote, in one of them spoke of a mystery of the husband and the wife, but he said you should understand I'm talking about the church and Christ. Christ will not punish his church. We're not going to go through the seven-year tribulation. We're going to be raptured. We're going to be caught up before this happens, and he's going to take us to his Father's house. When you read Matthew 24, around the 39th verse, it talks about, and after the times of the rapture, let me just turn there and read it to you so you could see that he said, 24, let me just read it to you. And I have Matthew 24. And verse 29, this is what community after the tribulation of those days. Immediately after the tribulation of those days. How Israel is saved during that time. We're going to see how we see in those verses how the people of the nations is descending in the clouds with his army, with the angels. There says, talking about the and descends down, he says, the Jewish people, they were going to ask him, where did you get these marks? And he's going to answer them and say, I got them in my friend's house. Glory be to the Yeah. In the rapture, the righteous dead will be resurrected. The Bible says that the dead in Christ will rise first. They will rise first, the Bible says. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, it says it here. In verse 16, it says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. So we see how the dead in Christ will be resurrected. So the rapture is the resurrection. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. The resurrection of the righteous. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And when we go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, it's going to reveal something that I'm going to share with you. It will also reveal, the Antichrist will be revealed. That'll be right there. Right there, the beginning of the tribulation. When the enemy, the Antichrist, makes a covenant with Israel. Let me read it to you. about how he's going to be revealed. Chapter 2 of 2 Thessalonians, beginning of verse 1. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, that's the second coming, and by our gathering together unto him, that's the rapture, that you be not so shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there shall come a departure first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he, as God, sitting in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not, when I was yet with you, I told you these things, and now you know what we hold, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Who now let it will let until he be taken out the way. Talking about the church, the Holy Spirit, the church. And then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. So we understand that after the rapture, the tribulation begins, the great tribulation begins. Antichrist will be revealed, and he's going to make war with the Lord. The great tribulation begins at that time. He's going to break the covenant with Israel. He's going to set up the image in the temple. Abomination that brings forth desolation. He's going to bring it to the temple. Let's go on to Christ's second coming. And we read that in Revelation 19:11-21. Jesus will bring the saints back with him. We noticed in Revelation 19 how Jesus Christ is on a white horse, and he's coming with the angels and with the army of heaven. We are the army of heaven. How do we know? The Word of God tells us in Revelation that the woman is adorned with is the righteousness of the saints. And here it says, 14, and the armies which are at war in heaven follow him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. That's us, my brothers and sisters. We're going to be coming back with Jesus and follow him, and we're going to be dressed in fine linen clothing. And the Word of God tells us in the prophets that he's going to come to Mount Olives. He's going to come to Mount Olives. He's going to put his feet on Mount Olives. You remember in Acts chapter 1, when Jesus ascended, the two angels said, "You men of Galilee, why you stare up into the heavens? The same Jesus whom you see taken up from you will return in like manner." And where did he ascend from? Mount Olives. He's going to come back to Mount Olive, and he's going to put his feet on Mount Olive. The prophet says there's going to be a great earthquake. The mountain will break in half, part north. Water will gush out and heal the Dead Sea. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So Jesus will bring with him the angels and the army of heaven. We are the army of heaven, my brothers and sisters. We're the ones who replace those fallen angels. We are called the sons of God. When you read the letters of Paul, God calls us his sons and daughters. So we replace those that abandoned their first estate. And in the second coming, his feet will touch Mount Olives. We read that in the prophets. His feet will touch Mount Olives. He will come to Mount Olives, where in the rapture, if you remember, we met him in the air. In the second coming, he's coming to rescue Israel, but he comes to Mount Olives. When did this happen? Well, when you read in Matthew 24, I read it to you so you could understand what the scripture is saying. What the scripture is saying is, it goes on to say in Matthew 24, beginning at verse 29, immediately after the tribulation of the tribulation ends. So this second coming will take place after the tribulation ends. Read it. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send the angels with the great sound of the trumpet, and they shall gather together the elect from the four winds, from one end of the earth to the other. Now, then it goes, and it's talking about the rapture. But of that day and the hour knoweth no man, nor the angels of heaven, not only the Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, unto the day that into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So it will take at the end of the tribulation. When the tribulation is over, they're going to see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with power and great glory. Then it goes on to say, Jesus will judge his and Israel's enemies. And how does he do that? By the spoken word. When he speaks the word, they're going to be destroyed. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In verse 15, it says, and out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he shall smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierce and wrath of the Almighty. So we see Jesus will judge his and Israel's enemies through the word. He's going to speak the word. He's going to speak the word, and they won't be able to sustain it, because he's going to speak the word, and they are going to die. Hallelujah. They're going to die. Hallelujah. I read it for you. It's in Second Thessalonians chapter 2, beginning at verse 8. And then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. That's what's going to happen, my brothers and sisters. The word of God tells us that he's going to have an angel come down and chain up the Satan and put him into the abyss for 1,000 years. Hallelujah. And so in the second coming, Jesus will bring an end to the Antichrist's reign. Remember, he only reigned for 7 years. In the middle of 7 years, he broke the covenant with Israel. Oh, yeah, we could read in the scriptures that he's the prince of the air, king of this earth. But you know what? One day with God is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like one day. But in Thessalonians, when he's revealed, he reigns for 7 years. The whole earth will be under his control. But Jesus will bring an end to that. Hallelujah. And when that happens, there's going to be a battle. Remember, all nations will gather themselves in Armageddon, in the valleys of Armageddon. But the war is going to occur in Jerusalem. So this second coming will cause the battle of Armageddon. Second coming, there'll be a great war. Jesus Christ with his army will battle against the armies of the world. But he's going to, with his word, and the animals or the birds of the air will come to feast. My wife and I were in Jerusalem in 2016, and the person who was in charge of the bus, who was doing the tour guy, stopped the bus, had his look towards Gideon, towards Ramoth Gilead, and there was these birds. He said these birds came from Africa. They're waiting for the order to eat the flesh. And there was hundreds and hundreds of birds waiting, standing on the dirt, on the grass, just waiting. So that's the difference between the rapture and the second coming. We touched six on each, but there's a lot more. But I just wanted to touch this six on each so you could have an idea what the scripture talks about. In the rapture, Christ will cause the saints of God to be taken. The rapture will cause the saints of God to be taken up. You're going to meet the Lord there. Christ will meet the saints in the air. The rapture will be here before the seven-year tribulation. And when Jesus descends, the dead in Christ, the righteous dead will be resurrected to receive a glorified body. And they're going to be caught up to the air with those of us that remain. The Antichrist will be revealed, and the Great Tribulation will begin. In the second coming, and we doesn't know what time that would be, but after the tribulation of those days, that's what Matthew 24:29 says, after the tribulation of those days, then you will see the signs of the coming of the Son of God. So in the second coming, Jesus saints back with him. We've gone through the marriage feast of the Lamb. We are the army of the Lord, dressed in fine linen. He's going to bring us back. Hallelujah. His feet will come to Mount Olives in the second coming, not in the air like in the rapture. So right there, that's a different, big, big difference there. One, we meet. He's going to take us to his Father's house. If you remember in John chapter 14, he says, let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will return unto you to receive you unto myself. So where I am, you may be also. So Christ promised us that we're going to be with him. Hallelujah. In the second coming, Jesus will bring the saints back with him to fight in the war, but the war's going to be won by the spoken word. His feet will touch the Mount of Olives, and the second coming will take place at the end of the tribulation, at the end of those days. That's when Jesus comes back, the signs of his coming. In the clouds with great power, it says, with power and great glory. Jesus will judge his and Israel's enemies through the word. It's the word, the spoken word will destroy the enemy. The second coming will bring an end to the Antichrist's reign because he's no longer will be there. He will be bound for 1,000 years. The second coming will cause the battle of Armageddon. That's when all the nations gather themselves in Armageddon, the Valley of Armageddon. But the war will take place in Jerusalem. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. So this is the difference between the rapture and the second coming. If you have any questions, you could call 516-418-5944. Press number 1 to be connected to the studio. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. If you want to call the pastor after the time of 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern time over here, you could call 772-626-3178. And I will speak with you. Glory be to the Lord. Or if you want to leave a message to the church, it's WTLTabernacle@gmail.com. WTLTabernacle@gmail.com. W and TL stands for the way, the truth, and the life. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. That's how the Lord saved me, and that's how the Lord gave me to be the pastor of the church. Because I remember when I first started, I wasn't saved yet. But I said, who is this guy talking about John 14? I said, who is this guy that says he's the only way, the truth, and the life? What an arrogant. And I was studying and searching. And sure enough, the word of God showed me that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No one but by him. And I made correction. And I asked for forgiveness. I repented of my sin. And I asked Christ to come and be my Lord and Savior. Because I realized he is the way, the truth, and the life. And on the way down from the Poconos, God, the Holy Spirit, told me that's the name of the church. WTL Tabernacle. The way, the truth, and the life. Tabernacle. And that's the host for tonight's program. And we're going to be back on Sunday at 7 p.m. with our Bible. Question is, what was our schoolmaster? If you get the answer correctly, you call in and you give me the answer. And if it's correct, the church, the way, the truth, and the life tabernacle will mail you out a free pamphlet, accordion style, colorful of the tabernacle. Glory be to the Lord. I would encourage those that win to put it in the Bible, and as they go out, whether to a meeting or whether to an appointment and they're waiting to be called, they could take out that pamphlet and study the tabernacle for themselves. Now, we know that the tabernacle was also known as the tent of meetings during the time of the wilderness. When the cloud by day stopped, they would stop and build the temple, the tabernacle. When the cloud moved, they took it down and they went forward. It's there where Moses anointed Aaron and his sons to be the high priest, tent of meetings, and where God would meet with them. And it is there that the glory of God ascended out when the prophets did the wrong thing. And so it was known as Ichabod, the glory of the Lord departed. Afterwards, Solomon built a temple. His father got all the material, but Solomon's the temple. And after the revolt, the Maccabean revolt, Herod, they rebuilt the temple, they cleansed it, and Herod extended it. And the second temple there is when Jesus Christ was around. He would visit the second temple. And then when the disciples told Jesus about the temple, he said, there isn't going to be one rock standing here. And sure enough, 40-something years later, the 70 AD, the Roman soldiers destroy Jerusalem and destroy the temple. My wife and I went to Jerusalem to 2016, and we stand alongside those rocks that was cast down off the temple. Glory be to the Lord. And so right now, the Jewish nation, Israel, has no temple. They cannot bring the sacrifice to the tabernacle. But we know that they're getting ready. They built the priest's garments. They have the instruments of the temple. And they have the red heifer. And they're waiting for the temple to be built. And that's going to happen during the time of the tribulation. The Antichrist built a temple, and he's going to want to sit there as he's God himself. And he's going to bring the image to be worshipped. And he's going to cause everyone, rich or poor, glory be to the Lord. So my brothers and sisters, in the word of God. And we know that God is great and he's wonderful. And he's the one that sustains us. He's the one that gives us life. And he's the one that takes it away, just like Job said. So until then, until Sunday at 7 o'clock, may the Lord richly bless you. Amen and amen.